Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was a handsome bay grandson of Northern Dancer, often described as regal and majestic. It was appropriate, given that he was named for a former King of France, and 25 years ago this weekend, he won the 121st running of the Preakness Stakes. His name was Louis Quatorze. Foaled on March 13, 1993 in Kentucky, Louis Quatorze was offered by breeder Georgia Hoffman at the 1994 Keeneland July Yearling Sale, but was bought back for $225,000. Hoffman eventually sold an interest in the son of Sovereign Dancer to William Cornacchia and Joseph Condren, with future Hall of Famer Nick Zito chosen as the colt's trainer. Louis Quatorze, whose name referred to the architecture and stylings of the reign of King Louis XIV of France, showed promise as a juvenile. He romped by 5 lengths in breaking his maiden at Saratoga, and he finished runner-up in both the Hopeful Stakes at Saratoga and the Futurity at Belmont Park, both of which were Grade 1 races. Early in his 3-year-old campaign, Louis Quatorze won a pair of allowance races at Gulfstream Park, but he was 4th in the Florida Derby to Unbridled Song and runner-up, beaten 6 lengths to Skip Away in the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland. And a difficult journey in the Kentucky Derby would relegate him to a 16th place finish, some 22 lengths behind winner Grindstone. Still, Zito saw an opportunity in the Preakness Stakes when the colt's blood work and x-rays following the Derby revealed no issues. Add the fact that neither Grindstone nor beaten Derby favorite Unbridled Song would be going to the Preakness, and Zito began believing that his horse would not only have an opportunity, but also a legitimate shot at winning the second leg of the Triple Crown. As the first horse on the grounds for the Preakness, Louis Quatorze had several days to get acclimated to the racetrack at Pimlico. On Tuesday, 4 days before the race, he worked 5 furlongs in 59 4/5 seconds, with exercise rider Jamie Sanders struggling to get him pulled up after the work. In the meantime, Pat Day had become available to ride the horse, which seemed to delight Zito for a number of reasons. For one, Zito and Day had teamed to win 4 races in the last month, including the $600,000 Pimlico Special with Star Standard a week prior to the Preakness. For another, Day had enjoyed tremendous success in the Preakness, 4 wins and 3 runner-up finishes from 10 prior mounts. But the fact remained that Zito was 0-5 in his career in the Preakness, and Louis Quatorze had never won in stakes company. Overnight rains had left the Pimlico racing surface muddy to start the day, but sun and wind helped the track improve to fast by 5:30 p.m. Eastern as the field for the 121st Preakness loaded into the gate. And on a speed-favoring track, Louis Quatorze outdueled Skip Away early for the race lead, and he had something left in the tank as the field turned for home. Dave Rodman with the call.
Louis Quatorze has a little bit more left. Skip Away on the outside is second. Middle of the racetrack, Victory Speech at the rail. Here comes Editor's Note in deep, deep stretch. Louis Quatorze and Pat Day wins it again by 3. Skip Away second, Editor's Note third. What a Preakness.
Send off at 8-1 and paying $19 on a $2 mutual ticket, Louis Quatorze led all the way and became the first wire-to-wire winner of the Preakness Stakes in 14 years. It was the first Preakness triumph for Zito, the 3rd in a row for jockey Pat Day, and it ended a streak which had seen Dwayne Lucas train the winners of 6 consecutive Triple Crown races. Later that summer, Louis Quatorze would win the Jim Dandy in stakes record time at Saratoga, and he would add runner-up finishes in both the Travers Stakes and the Breeders' Cup Classic. He would win his only 2 starts as a 4-year-old in 1997 before being retired to stud with a career record of 7 wins and $2 million in earnings. Louis Quatorze would sire 600 winners, 36 stakes winners, and a dozen grouper graded winners. He would also become a Grade 1 broodmare sire. All told, he would sire the winners of $40 million before his death of a heart attack at Murmur Farm in Darlington, Maryland at the age of 24 in February of 2017. On this Preakness Day, we remember Louis Quatorze on the 25th anniversary of his victory in the 2nd jewel of the American Triple Crown. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.